All right, guys, welcome to the OC Sports Podcast. I am Manny Alvarez, episode 4 or 5. I've already lost count. But this week we have the Newport Harbor Sailors, co-Surf League champs with everybody else in their league. They get ready to start the playoffs in Division 2 AA against another OC team in El Toro. We have Coach Robert Torribiello. Coach, welcome.
Hi, Manny. Thanks for having us.
Not a problem. And also we have Will Harvey, Dane Chalmers, and Sam Varela. Guys, thanks for being on.
Pleasure thanks to be here.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Coach, you know, we'll get started. You guys seem to be unstoppable to start off the season, especially in December, where you guys were perfect. What was the atmosphere like after December, basically just beating teams left and right?
We were feeling real good about ourselves. When you got the three seniors along with the other four seniors that play with them and our underclassmen, it's just been a fun group to be around all year.
Sam, looking into this new surf league, a lot more competitive because you got the four strongest teams in one side and then the four other teams that are just as competitive like Marina on the other side. Looking in, what were you thinking about this new surf league with, a Los Al team that was in the state playoffs a couple of years ago, and obviously we know all about Edison and
Los Al. Edison and CDM. I just think that whoever picked the surf and – oh, my phone just fell. Sorry. Whoever picked the Surf and Wave League divisions was very smart. They picked the right teams, I think. Marina's a really good team, and all those teams in the Wave League, like Laguna, Found Valley, and Huntington, they all put up a battle. Wave League was a battle every night, and so as well as it was in the Surf League. But it was just knowing that every game in the Sunset League, whether it's Surf or Wave, is going to be a battle. It's a lot of fun because you're not going to have a blowout, and it's a lot of fun basketball, and it's a very competitive environment that we like to play in, and I feel like we thrive in.
Yeah, exactly. Now, obviously, it was well picked, being how dramatic it got in the end.
Yes.
But Dane, you guys are coming in the Surf League, and then all of a sudden, you guys become human, and you drop two of the first three league games, and you're looking from the bottom up. We know the atmosphere was coming into the league, but how was it? Were you guys in panic? Were you guys frustrated? How was it after that first half, after you guys took a couple losses?
Well, there was just a period of time where we weren't really playing like ourselves. So after the first couple of losses, what we wanted to do was just get back to how we are and just compete like we had been doing before.
Perfect. Will – You guys have been competitive every year in the Sunset, but what was, we talk about the frustrations, but, what was the plan coming in the second half, knowing you had to run into the same three teams again?
We knew we could compete with them. We knew we could beat them. So we just had to go back to playing how we did earlier, go back to being ourselves, and just remember that, like, we only have three guaranteed games left, just to enjoy the moment, enjoy being out there with our best friends.
Coach, it seemed you guys were slowly picking up the pace, and then you had that moment, last week, CDM, and the pieces had to be perfect for that tiebreaker to happen. And sure enough, I was at Los Alamitos, and I saw them beat Edison, and then hearing the tweets and the reports that you guys were handling CDM, did you think at any point, this might go down to an extra day?
We kind of did. We thought about our league back in, October, November. You start seeing scores, start scouting teams a little bit, and you realize that you only have six league games. And we kind of thought that, if anybody goes, 5-1 or 6-0, obviously they're going to be league champs, and that'd be pretty darn impressive. But we really felt 4-2 could probably win the league. And obviously we were right on with that. Had somebody gone 4-2, the league would have been theirs by themselves. So the fact that we all finished 3-3 was not a shock to, I think, any of the head coaches or any of the assistant coaches, anybody that watched Los Al, Edison, us, and Cronomar play this year. I think, every game was a 50-50 game, and the fact that it came down the last night and both or all four teams were right there, not a shock to any of us.
That last game, what was the game plan? I know for CDM, I was talking to Coach Schachter, and just tell me they're going to get ready for the game. However, you know, they do want to overkill the team because they got to get ready for playoffs. But obviously, they're going to come in hustling. Now, were you thinking the same thing? Were you thinking, you know what, we got a week off. We can go all out on this one.
We approach that game like we have, like we did the first 28, going out there to compete the best of our ability, going out there with the best lineup we can. Obviously, having 24 hours, we didn't change much of the game plan. We didn't think we'd be banking in threes like we did on Wednesday. But we knew our guys would play hard. They'd stick to the game plan. I got the three senior leaders on the phone here again, obviously, and we knew they'd come out and they'd compete, and we'd be ready to play. No, we thought about competing the best we could in that game.
You know, after the 1-2 start to league, you guys had a game against Hillcrest, defending CIF champions, and you guys beat them. You know, Sam, you know, you guys are, I'm sure you guys are, you know, were frustrated after the slow start in the league and then beating Hillcrest. Was that kind of a turning point saying, you know what, that might give us the boost to turn us around?
Yeah, definitely. I just think that was the first game that we played like ourselves for a while. I mean, even the games leading up to league, we were playing well, but we weren't playing like ourselves. We weren't having as much fun as we were having in the beginning of the season. The Hillcrest game, it just kind of showed how much of a unit we are as a team. Like, they had a really, 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 really good player that Dane had to guard the whole game, and it just kind of showed how defensively minded our team is and how really knowledgeable we are in the defensive end, and that kind of brought us back to where we needed to play, and it kind of led us into the second half of the league and brought us to back to our old style of play.
And then, you know, we look back at the schedule, Dane, and, you know, I don't know why where people bring it up, you know, when you look at rankings and you guys got moved down a little bit, you know, because you had the slump, and so they had the reason, but they also used your schedule as a reason. And really, I don't think they've seen your schedule. You know, you got Eldorado in the one league. You guys took care of them pretty easily. You guys battled against Villa Park. You took care of Capel Valley Christian, and I think I see Tesoro on a victory there. So, I mean, and you took care of Altar, which you faced this week. You know, talk about that schedule. It's not like you guys are playing a modern-day schedule, but you guys had some competitors on there.
Yeah, there's for sure some difficult teams that we have played, and we've won some tight games, and I think those were some great times for our team. But coming into league, we had to sort of approach it the same way. Like, any team could beat us, and we just wanted to play the best we could against the team that we were playing that night.
You know, we have student sessions on at the end of the show, and Newport Harbor Tar Pit, they seem to show up around league play, and Will, you know, talk about that student session, which I'm assuming is run by Taryn.
Yeah, the student sections, it's been awesome, especially the last two games against CDM. Like, it's been awesome throughout the year, but just the dedication and the support that they showed, especially driving out to Marina and supporting us in that type of game, that was huge, because the crowd gives you a little boost in rivalry games like those.
You know, and then you talk about rivalry. You know, CDM took care of you guys that first time around, and then you guys beat them, you know, back to back. You know, and obviously we all know, you know, how big a rivalry CDM and you guys are. You know, talk about getting them back at their home and then playing again the next day and taking care again.
It was just it was awesome, because after we beat them at their home on Wednesday, the series was tied 1-1, and some part of me was just like, I don't want to be tied. I want to beat them one more time, just to show that we're a great team, and those rivalry games are huge for our team.
You know, and talk about Taryn. You know, I run into a couple people who are so dedicated to the school and the athletic department, and Taryn's one of them. You know, Sam. You know, talk about a good kid to talk to. You know, I ran into him at the tiebreaker game, and still loves Newport Harbor so much. You know, talk about his dedication and the love for the school and the community.
I mean, that he's on another level. I've never seen anything like it before. I mean, all of our parents have been to every one of our games for the last, 17 years or whatever it's been, but is just the ultimate super fan. He's getting on buses to go to games. He's asking people for rides. He's doing everything he can just to support the team. And usually before, I mean, obviously you look at the games, then you look at his Twitter afterwards to see if he shouts you out at all in the end, just to give yourself some confidence. But before the game, he always like states that he's not being like kind of favorite to Newport Harbor. He's equal to both teams, but then all of his tweets show that he's just the biggest Newport Harbor fanatic. And it's really fun to see and have that guy on your sidelines, because it's a big supporter in our program and what we try to do there.
Definitely. And then, you know, not only that, but he seems like he knows his stuff. He breaks everything down. I'm like, oh, not bad.
He's like a savant or whatever it's called. Like, he's like Sean McVay of the basketball, of high school basketball. he knows everything. He could mention a play from Dane, Will, and I's sophomore year on varsity. He could mention a play, and he knows every single play we've done, and he's just a very bright mind in the basketball side of things.
You have to tell me twice. You guys have a homer this week against El Toro, first round. You know, you faced them earlier in the year and beat them by 3. And I believe that's at the Century Homer Classic. You know, while looking up them the first time, what should we expect this Friday?
Coach, that's yours.
A very competitive high school basketball game. El Toro can score a lot of points. They can shoot it. They defend very well. They're very well coached. They got their 5 starters. They got guys coming off the bench that can shoot it. We're hoping for a very competitive high school basketball game. We got our work cut out for us.
Yeah, definitely. El Toro really surprised everyone. They kind of thought it was a young team, but they made a run this year in CVU. You know, Will, you guys played them. Obviously, we mentioned playing them earlier. You know, what were the keys to get that win, and what should we expect the same, or should we expect some adjustments? Because I'm sure El Toro is going to make some adjustments to end on top on that one.
Yeah, when we played them earlier, it was close the whole time. They're a really physical team, and so we'll probably just have to handle their physicality and just try to make plays up there. But the difference in the last game was just the way we finished at the end. Like a lot of guys at the end made clutch plays, and this game between us is going to be close. So just, we're going to have to make plays throughout the game, especially at the end.
You know, Coach, looking at your bracket, you know, Camarillo, they got Juarez, who's going to UCLA. And, I mean, if you get them, it's in the semis. But, I mean, your next round, you got either Temecula or Notre Dame, Sherman Oaks. And then you got other teams. I mean, have you looked at – obviously, you're looking just at El Toro right now, but have you seen over just the bracket and the road? Because, I mean, you always kind of want to play March Madness a month early and look at it.
Yeah, the old rule, you never look ahead. But we told our guys back in October or November, whenever CIF released Division II AA and we saw the division we were in, we made sure to compliment our 7 seniors on what they've accomplished to get us into what is the second best division, I imagine, with the way the numbers work out in the CIF Southern Section. There's almost 600 schools. You got Division 1A, and then all of a sudden you look at 2AA. You're looking at Orange Lutheran, Camarillo, Valencia, Villa Park, a couple of Notre Dames, obviously the El Toros, and some very, very talented basketball schools. The fact that Newport Harbor's on that list is a credit to, well, specifically Sam, Dane, and Will for the last 3 years and the success the program's had with those 3 guys in charge.
Yeah, and I know that people talk about the Open, obviously, and then Division One, and in 2AA, I mean, you look at it, and it's just as tough as Division One. So you guys have a lot of work ahead. But, you know, one team in that division, Sam, is Cypress. And forgive me, Coach, you know, they're talking about Coach of the Year, and they're mentioning, you know, the Coach Mitchell at Cypress, and I decided to throw in Coach Reichenberg at La Habra, and I totally forgot about you guys, and I just covered your game like the day before. But, Sam, you know, Steve Fryer mentioned on the OC Varsity video with Jonathan Camus about Coach of the Year, and obviously Coach Mitchell and Reichenberg are in that list, but Coach Torbio is on there as well. You know, talk about just having you know, your coach on your side and all the success you guys have had this year.
Coach, don't get too happy, but I feel like us three seniors in general have created kind of a program that people want to want to be around. Coach Trim and Coach Carey and all the JV and freshman coaches have just created this atmosphere that we're going to do. We're going to win. We're going to lose. We're going to do everything together. That's our motto in the program. And it's just we've created this atmosphere that everyone wants to be a part. Whether we win or lose, we're going to have fun doing it. And Coach has really cemented that in our minds and made basketball a really fun place to be. And we're not really bummed to go to practice ever. We like the bus rides, as Coach likes to say. We like practice, and it's just we have enjoyment. We get enjoyment out of playing basketball for this program, and that's a true testament to Coach's ability to coach his guys.
You know, Coach, finally you came in at Newport Harbor. They were in the middle of a road type of team, and just so much success these last 5 years. You know, talk about just the players you've had in these last 5 years as you made your run in the Sunset and then this year in the Surf League.
I was very fortunate to get the job in 2012, 2013. I followed the winningest coach in the history of the school, and Coach Hurst. He had a tremendous amount of success the entire time he was there. We just got caught in some lean years there, and at a public school, when you're playing with neighborhood kids, that's going to happen. And the last 5 years, the neighborhood kids been pretty darn good, and they're making us look pretty darn smart right now. You get your highs and your lows when you play with your neighborhood kids, and when you got Chalmers, Barella, and Harvey with you, you're going to look pretty smart.
And hopefully they make you even smarter this Friday and then along the road in the playoffs. Sam, Will, Dane, Coach Torbio, thanks a lot for being on, and we wish you guys nothing but the best in the playoffs.
I appreciate it. Thanks for taking the
Thank
time.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate it.
No problem, guys. Take care.